everything in this world can be done by someone else. Someone else can earn money. Someone else can manage a guest house. Someone else can become a rock and roll star or a kirtan leader. Everything else can be done by someone else. But there's one thing and one thing alone that lies only within your own hands. And that is your own personal spiritual upliftment. No one can do that for you. You can't hire anyone to do that for you. You can't delegate it. No, you do. And I keep on preaching. I keep on doing these things. And you do bhajan. You chant Hare Krishna for me. Your own spiritual activity or upliftment is only within your hands. And we have come with this idea to Braj to focus on this most important project. We have just now come from Rishikesh, where we had 4 days of Kirtan Mela. It was exceptionally well visited. There is a new Kirtan or event space, which had just been finished the day before we had the Kirtan Mela. The devotees really tried to finish everything so that we would be ready to invite all of the searchers of Rishikesh who came to Rishikesh for a Kirtan event. And I told the devotees that in my eyes, this Kirtan event or this huge hall turned into a birthhouse. A birthhouse. This is places which we have in Europe where pregnant mothers go to give birth to children. And the child which was born in this birthhouse, there were many, many children, is Shraddha, faith in Krishna's holy name, faith in Krishna, faith in the association of devotees. That's so important. So we just came this morning. I can't believe it. We stood still at the bank of Mother Ganga and we filled huge containers with Ganga water, which we brought with us. And now we start actually our Kartik Vrata here. I'm very delighted to see all of you. It seems to me that some of you are uncomfortable. Is it too hot for you, or is this just the pitta which needs to cool down? Good. So I suggest we have a very simple and not too long program. I thought we will chant a little bit, you sing a little bit, and then I will talk a little about the month of Kartik and some related subjects, but brief. And then we have Damodarastakam, where we offer lights. I believe Vaijajanti has obtained. Oh, there's a whole. I'm feeling so happy to be here. I can almost not speak from happiness and tiredness also. But it will come. Go Krishna. Namo, please join me. Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale I can't hear you.
Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Namine. Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavani Bhaskacharya Satani Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Jyota Pada Kamalam Sri Guru Vaishnavamsa Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagna Raghunatham Vitam Sajivam Sadvetam Savadhutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Param Sagana Lalita Shri Vishakan Vidanja Tapta Kanjana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Mrishabhanu Suti Devi Anamami Hari Priya He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Upesha Gopika Kanda Joy Vanshakalpa Tarubaisya Kripa Sindhu Vaivatra Aditaram Bhavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namah Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vaishali Gopinavinda Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Yeah.
Krishna, Krishna, Hare. Dear devotees, I know you don't mind, but from your sound, we can hear that you are not there in this kirtan. So I invite you to sing a song you've never sung before. It's called the Hare Krishna Mahamantra with affection, with affection. Sneha Yukta Naam. You sing to give pleasure to Krishna. And you follow with your mind each syllable which you sing. You're really there. You will see the sound in this hall will change completely. And don't be shy if you can't, if this melody is new for you. Sing something that sounds like the melody. You will get it 100%. So let's try again. Please sing. Now, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna. Yeah. Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare, Hare.
Hare Jaya Krishna, Jaya Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Jaya, Gauranitaye, Gauranitaye Jaya, Gauranitaye.
Jaya, Gauranitaye,
Gauranitaye,
Gauranitaye, Gauranitaye,
Jaya, Giriraj, Jaya, Giriraj, Giriraj, Jaya,
Srila Prabhupada ki jai. My dear devotees, both those highly enlivened amongst you, those who are on the way to become enlivened, I wish to address you today about the importance of this particular month of Kartik. We all know that each season and each month has certain gifts. For instance, there is in springtime, as far as I know, the mango season, when the mango trees give these succulent, fresh mangoes. There is the autumn season, when there's harvest on the field. The farmers are taking in the produce of the earth. There's winter, who has a nice chilly gift, no need of air conditioning in winter time. Of all the seasons, materially speaking, Krishna identifies himself with the month of spring, where so many flowers come. I'm the flower-bearing spring. Now, parallel to this, or behind all this, or causal to all of this, there are also spiritual months who have certain gifts for us. And the most plentiful gifts are to be obtained by the devotees in the month which is dedicated to Srimati Radharani, who is Kshameshwari, the goddess of forgiveness, Dayamayi, the goddess of compassion, and perhaps more than anything, Krishnamayi, she whose consciousness is always totally absorbed in Krishna. And the month which is given to her, where she is the presiding goddess, is the month of Kartik. And therefore, in the scriptures, Srimati Radharani is glorified amongst others as Karteshwari, the goddess of Kartik, and also Urjeshwari. Urja means strength, and this month has a tremendous potential of giving spiritual strength, and therefore, because it's under Radharani, she has the name Urjeshwari, the goddess of all spiritual strengths. During this month of Kartik, it seems that conditions are removed to the side. Often we hear, and for those who are in Vaidhi Bhakti, who practice this, which is most of us in ISKCON, that there have to be so many rules and so many qualifications and so many high qualities. But in the month of Kartik, this is not the prime focus. The prime focus is in the month of Kartik that what you do, you have to do it with love for Krishna. And even the smallest act of loving devotion has great, great results. It's, for instance, said in Hari Bhakti Vilas, if in this month you regularly offer a lamb to Lord Damodar, you will become one of his personal associates in the spiritual sky. There's no mention of a systematic process of cultivation. It's just given. However, it must be done with love. Why can we say this? Well, the overarching theme of this Kartik month is that the Lord, who's so difficult to attain, can be bound by the robe of love. I think you all know the famous picture of Mother Yashoda binding Krishna with a rope. Now we all know that she had tried to catch Krishna by running as fast as she could, but Krishna could not be captured. How can you capture the one who even great yogis who run with the speed of mind can't attain? But because Mother Yashoda ran after Krishna with love, she thought, I must somehow discipline him, because he has stolen butter, and if he continues to steal, his character will be spoiled. When he is old, he might steal bullock carts. What a scandal in Braj. He may just run away with a bullock cart or with something else. So out of love and concern for his future, she ran after him, and Krishna saw this mood in his dear mother and therefore agreed to be captured. It's a long story. It has been told many times, and you all know, but there is one little detail which might inspire you. when Krishna was finally bound by Mother Yashoda, he saw two twin Arjuna trees. These are very strong and big trees, and he decided to liberate them, because he understood that in the past his great devotee Narada Muni had blessed these people who were in the tree, the two devatas, Nala Kuvera and Manigriva, that they would be liberated by Krishna. So Krishna remembered the promise of his devotee. He walked with the mortar to which he was bound towards the tree and pulled them down, that they fell down with a tremendous crash. And out came these two demigods, and they offered prayers to Krishna, and then circumambulated him and went back to the place they had come from. So at this time, Krishna was there. His friends were in the distance. And he was bound to the mortar. The trees left and right had crashed down. The devatas with bodies full of light had ascended to the heavenly planets. And Krishna was there, and he was thinking. He said, it is very inconceivable to me. I, who am able to liberate all living beings from their karma, I, who have just now shown this by liberating the two cursed demigods who had to take birth as trees, I, the liberator of everyone, cannot free myself from the rope which Mother Yashoda has bound around my belly. This makes me think that I can be controlled by the love of my devotees. Vilvamangala Thakur celebrates this theme. Krishna, the god of love, who is subdued by love, he says, "Oh Krishna, I see that you are hesitating to appear on the altars of brahmanas who worship you. Krishna, I can also see that you are not appearing in the yagyas of the Vedic scholars. Krishna, I can see that the yogis who want to realize you in their heart cannot convince you to appear so easily in their heart. But yet, Krishna, I see that you walk behind the gopis in Vrindavan and help them collect cow dung. From this, Krishna, it is very clear that you can be controlled by love and not by Vedic sacrifice, not by scholarship, not by yogic meditation. Only by love you can be conquered." And this brings me to perhaps my main inspiration for you, all of you. I have done terrible mistakes in the month of Kartik. I have totally misunderstood this month of Kartik. I have gone in the past to Braj and have done tremendous sacrifices, as far as I can see, for a young Westerner to chant many, many rounds, so many rounds that you would faint if you would hear it. And I myself will faint with you because... And I have seen that during this time, my heart had become hard. I had been very attached to attaining certain results in my bhajan. I had been very, very forceful and determined. But in the process of making this totally goal-oriented sadhana, goal in terms of numbers, the main essence of the month of Kartik had slipped out of my hands, that is to offer what I do with love. To know that I'm in the land of Radha and Krishna, to know that they are everywhere, to know that each leaf of each tree anywhere chants the name of Radha. I had learned this theoretically, but I had forgotten that Krishna is right by my side and that he is not impressed by high numbers of any Vrata goals, but that he is impressed only by love and devotion. Does this mean that we should not chant extra rounds? Does this mean that we should not rise earlier than we do? Absolutely not. When you love, you want to express your love in some ways. So in the month of Kartik, yes, the devotees of Krishna will do many extra things, but they will not do it to attain. The motive is not to attain these high numbers. The motive is My dear Lord Krishna, Prabhupada speaks so nicely. I am so insignificant, but still you accept any little offering. I have come now before you to offer you these spiritual activities. And as you do things with this loving intention, you will not have to be not have to worry. Your kartik vrata will come automatically. It's good if you make a little list of things that you wish to do, and you look at the list and you try to do it, but please do not become hard-hearted achievers, but grateful, tear-filled receivers. There are four traditional offerings during the month of Kartik. The first is to offer a ghee lamp daily. This lamp which you offer daily will in a poetic way light up your path to Radha and Krishna. The next is to sing the Damodarastaka prayers, where each verse really reminds the devotee of Krishna's sweetness and Krishna's mercy. We will sing soon the Damodarashtakam prayer. And the third is, I'm so tired and I need notes, but is Surf Tulsi Devi, who is the gatekeeper of Braj Bhakti. You can water her, you can sing a song to her, like this. And the fourth is try to shake off the mode of tamagun. In the morning, arise early to greet the Lord in the quiet morning hours. And this will be the classical observances mentioned in Hari Bhakti Vilas. Of course, you can chant. It's good to chant extra rounds, to read Bhakti Shastra, the scriptures. I would recommend you to structure your day by making a little study. I know that most of you don't read regularly because you are members of this movement. It might be good if you increase your reading daily from the Bhagavatam, and especially hear the pastimes of Krishna and his devotees. No? This will be very good. During the month of Kartik, simplify your diet and lifestyle and also act with compassion and kindness towards each other and towards all living entities, including the monkeys, whom you might kindly show the way out of the Govardhan retreat center, but kindly, no? With some firmness, but kindness. No, Kartik is ruled by Srimati Radharani, and we should enter the spirit of the goddess of Vrindavan, who is sad when she even sees a little calf who has just eaten some of these hard grasses and is now bleeding in the mouth. Radha comes, says, "Oh, you dear little one, you have hurt yourself." And she takes a paste from turmeric and she puts this on the lip where there is a little hurt, a little wound of the cow. This is how Radha takes care of all living entities, because here in Braj all living entities are somehow connected with Krishna, and therefore Srimati Radharani worships them very much. Yeah. But my dear devotees, especially those who are old devotees, you will think, oh, I've heard about this. I will, yes, this is for young devotees, not for me. You will not become extra active. Your heart will not melt. And you will not do any special effort for Radharani with love in your heart if you do not have the conviction that Radha will accept your offering, if you don't have the conviction that Krishna is kind and sees everything which you do, and so on. So I like to always meditate in the month of Kartik about this one Leela from Brihad Bhagavatamrita, where the soul returns to Krishna's divine abode. And after staying a little in the town of Nandishvara, that soul sees a commotion. All the people who have been silent because they were absorbed in their minds of Krishna, they were doing intensive smaranam. They did not communicate so much because Krishna was gone. They were feeling separation from him. Krishna was out herding the cows. So all these people, as if there was an invisible sign, started to move towards the western gate, because Krishna would return through this gate back into the town of Braj. And that soul who had just returned followed the other Brajavasis and went also to the western gate. And then as he looked towards the land of Braj, he saw different changes in the atmosphere. There was a soft wind all of a sudden starting to use the to move the leaves, who seemed to whisper something. Yamuna Devi stopped her stream and went upstream. And then there was suddenly a sound in the air that sounded like a flute, but someone informed them this was not a flute. It's the wind who went into the reeds of the Yamuna. But he will come, he will soon come. And then Gop Kumar, this is the name of the soul, who returned, runs towards Krishna. And Krishna returns with the cows. That is what the symptoms in the nature showed. And Gop Kumar runs in that same direction where everyone looks. He runs towards the direction where there is this big cloud that seems to cover all those who are moving forward in the dust cloud. It's dust which millions of cow hooves have agitated and stirred up. And Gop Kumar can no longer hold himself. He runs towards Krishna. And Krishna then sees him. And his first words are, "Where have you been?" And then he is overwhelmed with such feelings of ecstasy to see that one soul who returned after a long journey, that he runs forward, he embraces him, and then he falls in the mud, dust, and makes it into mud because of the sweat from his body. I always meditate about this question: where have you been? Krishna has watched you. Krishna knew your face before you were born and have this face, a Russian face or a German face or a Swiss face or an Indian face. Krishna knows you and he will ask you, where have you been? In the month of Kartik, you should have an answer to this. You should have an answer: my Lord, I tried to think of you. I tried to worship you. I tried to serve your devotees with love and attention. And in this way, you will have a good answer for Krishna. So I meditate every day when I wake up. "Sachinanda Swami, where have you been?" And this is highly motivating. I know I could say, Krishna, I was in South Switzerland. I tried to be useful and encourage devotees. Krishna, I was doing kirtan melas. Krishna, I was doing so many preaching programs. Krishna, I collected this year so much that everyone would faint if they hear the number. But I know Krishna means something else than these things. Krishna wants to know, where has our loving heart been? Where has our affection for Him been? Where have we been? Krishna cannot be impressed with these things. He only likes the love, the loving heart of His devotees. So in this month of Kartik, I request all of you to bless my stone-like, ice-cold heart so that I can do my bhajan. I request your understanding. I will not be able to give attention to any singular devotees. I will do this evening still some urgent email messages, because tomorrow when you write a letter to Satchinandan Swami, an automatic message will come: I'm absent, I cannot receive your mail, I'm somewhere under some tree or somewhere in Vrindavan trying to do the most important project, that is to remember Krishna, to think of Him when I chant, and so on. This is my little inspiration. If you want additional inspiration about this, with some Prabhupada's quotes and so on, you will find on the computer. I don't know where, under whatever I put on the computer, I don't even know the address, but you are all computer users. You can find a little article. And we can stay in contact with daily Kartik inspirations, which I do hope to record. They are 5 minutes long and so on. I wish you all the best for your own Kartik Vrata. You are great souls who have come to the month to this place. Our devotees here from the Govardhan Retreat Center, great servants of the Vaishnavas, with selfless motives to serve the devotees. You please see. Maybe we are already booked out, I hear, but I wish you all the best for your Kartik Vrata. And there will be a few events which we will do. I know one is on the 31st of October. Hare Krishna. Even the insignificant insect is protected by Radha. You can stay here. At 31st of October we will be in Surabikot. So there will be many advanced devotees will sing the holy name and so on. Now I want to guide you into the Damodar Rastaka prayers. Is this a good idea? We will do. There is Vaija Janti. Maybe you want to have a helper or something, and you will be able to give the lights to everyone. And Go Krishna, we can sing. Do you know the words of the Damodarashtakam prayers? I still need to find it. Let me finish. Yeah. Namo. Yes, so I found it. Namo Nishparam Sachidananda Rupam Lasa Kanda Lango Kule Vrajamanam
Namo
Manam Aram Mishyam Adyan Tato Drujya Gopya Kampa tire kanta kanta Stita greva damo Darang bhakti padam Iti Dikswa Lila Bir Ananda Kunde Swagosham Nimajantam Akhya Payantam Bhakte ditadvam Puna prema tastam Chathavriti vande Deva moksham na mokshavadim va nakshanya vineham parishadapiha Punata Upala Balam Adame Manasya Virastam Kinanyae Adame Manasya avyaktani laye vritam kundala isnikta raktaisya gopya Daran me manasya virastam alang lakshalabhai Vishnu Asira Pra Odukha Kalapti Magnam
Namo Deva Namo Dhananda Vishnu Asira Pra Odukha
Padreshti Vishtyati Dinam Vatanu Vihanesha Mangakyam Edyakshi Tresya
Padreshti Vishtyati Dinam Vatanu Vihanesha
O kuveratma jovata mojeva yajava tvaya mochito vakti vajokito cha O tata eva vaktir sakam vipayaccha namokshe gahome siddhamodareha Namaste sudamne suratiti damne Padiyo narayata vishvasya damne
Namaste sudamne suratiti damne Padiyo narayata vishvasya damne
Namo Radhikayaita Jiyapriyayai Namo Natta Leelaya Shusadambe
Namo Radhikayaita Jiyapriyayai Namo Natta Leelaya
Shusadambe Kayai tadia priyajai namo natalilaya devaya subhyam
namo natalilaya
tadia priyajai namo natalilaya devaya subhyam jaya jaya namo dara Radha Namo Radha Sri Radhe Jaya Yashoda Namo Radha Yashoda Namo Radha Yashoda Namo Dada, Yashoda Namo Dada,
Yashoda Namo Dada, Yashoda Namo Dada, Yashoda Namo Dada,
Yashoda Namo Dada, Yashoda Namo Dada, Yashoda Namo Dada, Yashoda Namo Dada, Yashoda Namo Dada, Jaya Krishna Balaram, Jaya Krishna Balaram, Jaya Krishna Balaram, Jaya Krishna Balaram,
Jaya Krishna Balaram.
You could kindly join me. Namo Namaha Tula. We will check out just through it.
Tulasi Krishna.
Yes, my dear devotees, this was a little bit the worship part. As the remaining devotees offer their lights, I would be very happy, to connect with you and answer any questions. But before doing so, do you have a tissue paper, someone? Thank you. Do you have any questions regarding this beautiful opportunity coming right before us, which has fallen into our laps like a jewel into the hand of a beggar?
Gaura Hari. Thank you, Guru Maharaj, for reminding us the essence of devotional service, of doing what we do with love and devotion, especially during this month. It seems to me that even though it seems so simple and so essential, it seems still so difficult to do any activity with this love and devotion, maybe our heart is not yet imbibed with much feelings. So what could be the bridge helping us to bring more devotion if our heart is not having much love?
The bridge or the process is to gain more those type of informations about Krishna which have a personal nature. No? We start to develop love for someone only when we have information or an image of that person, and then for us conditioned souls to have a clear image of Krishna is the prerequisite for developing love. And mostly it is said in our circles, this clarity about Krishna comes about by hearing Krishna Katha with devotees about him. And then you will feel, oh, he is wonderful. But there is a particular Krishna Katha which is recommended for us beginning devotees. There is an interesting verse in the Purva section of Gopal Champu. And in this verse, the devotee speaks like this: alas, not the queen of Vrindavan could melt my heart, nor the king of Vrindavan, Nanda Maharaj. My heart remained the same hearing from him, and not even Lord Hari has been able to melt my heart. It stayed the same. But then something happened. I heard about the loving devotion which the residents of Vrindavan have for Krishna and how Krishna reciprocates. In other words, by hearing about the loving exchange of Krishna with his devotees, that heart gets melted and love comes about. It may be, however, that there are some blockages in our personality that need to be addressed and need to be removed, almost like we remove thorns from our feet. We don't say, hear more Krishna Katha, then you won't be so much absorbed with your physical body and your feet. We say, no, there's a thorn, you have to remove it. And then you will not be so, then you will be more able to hear about Krishna. And this sincere introspection is sometimes necessary in on our spiritual path. It's called weeding the weeds, so to say. No? But so these things must go on simultaneously, hearing about Krishna's exchange with his loving devotees and the loving devotees' exchange with Krishna, and weeding the weeds, you know, removing the thoughts. And then it should work. There are very nice analogies. It says, when you have a cup, I have to show this. It's just now coming. Which is like this, then a little downpour of rain cannot help. That's not possible. In the same way, the normal conditioned soul who has turned against Krishna will not find it easy when he hears a little about Krishna. That will just pass on the outer surface of his heart. But when there is a downpour of rain, then the downpour of rain will shake the cup and turn it around, and then it is. So sometimes we may need a downpour, a constant monsoon shower without stoppage. That is the month of Kartik, no? My suggestion to you personally is to find a literature which you about Krishna that you always wanted to read but didn't have the time to read, to then sing out the Sanskrit loud so that it can act on your heart, and then read the translation and the purports. That I think will do tremendous good in developing it. But it should be something you have an interest in, not where you say, I read this already, I know this already. Something wonderful. I have such a project each Kartik, and this year, well, I have a literature I cannot tell, because you only talk about your vrata at the end of the month, but I always have this is my recommendation. Hare Krishna. Also, you must know the body and the mind for the conditioned soul who has not yet ecstatic taste are very much connected. So you might have to see that you are fully healthy, because you might have seen by now that on your level of Krishna consciousness, the health of the body influences the mind. No, you have seen that already. Yeah, they are connected. So you might have to take care of both. Hare Krishna. So, anyone else? I hope this is a good answer. I see a hand in the back. I cannot see who you are.
Divya Kishori.
Divya Kishori. Good.
Hare Krishna, Guru Maharaj. Thank you so much. My question was that when devotees travel for Brajamandal Parikrama during these days, so it becomes quite austere to chant early in the morning and to be fixed up with the morning rounds. So, but I accept this one point of that monsoon shower of Krishna Katha which happens in Brajamandal is very nice. So how to understand that to have good rounds plus constant association plus the body will also demand more rest. So if we plan such a situation, if we plan such a parikrama, so what should be our priority in all these? Guru Maharaj, thank you.
Yeah. When you move on Brajmanda parikrama or anything, most probably it will not be so easy to do bhajan. Therefore, those who just focus on bhajan, they typically don't move around and they don't speak with many people. They are isolating themselves a little. Brajmandala, the program is different. I very much recommend devotees to go on Brajmandal Parikram, because it makes you familiar with the land of Braj, which is important for us as sadhakas. As far as chanting your rounds, I would recommend that you structure your day in a realistic way. Perhaps you need to, at least when I was doing it, four times in my life, going around the Raj area with a group, I also didn't manage to chant my rounds in the morning, because one needed to rest and then the shower, usually took a little longer because it was a different setting. It was not everything was on one spot. But I always did it like this. And when I returned, at the end of the Bhajmanda Parikram, means at the end of the day, I had the program to quickly take a rest, then take a shower, and then use concentrated time to chant somewhere. You have to the secret is find a structure by which you do your different spiritual activities that is realistic, and be a little creative. In other words, it will not always be the same. You may have to change it a little bit around to accommodate the new situation of moving and being tired and needing extra rest in the morning and so on. But the structure, that is, by the way, a recommendation for all those who want to have their spiritual life intact while they are busy with so many other things. You need to find a structure, and that is a process of trial and error until you have found it. We conditioned souls, we are supported by structures, no? That's how we are, how we work our psychologies, at least most of us. Mm-hmm. Yes, someone else, please. Achintya Krishna is translating into Russian, no? Yes. Yes, our Matajis are very active. Yes, please ask.
Hare Krishna. Please accept my humble obeisances. Maharaj, what happens, like as you said, it should be a downpour if we want to awaken our love towards Krishna. Yeah. So, usually in Kartik, we take some vows, as you said, that it should be practical. But some of the days, if we are not able to, although we try so hard, so how does Krishna take it? Although it is not our intention to not complete it. So how should we take it?
I think what I can recommend to you is fix a minimum and have that, and then have your normal. Normal quota, and when you can't reach the normal quota, don't even worry a bit. Krishna and Radharani, they understand. They are not looking there like this. Oh, your stopwatch, you know, or stop. They understand the situation, especially in month of Kartik. It's a festival mood. And Radharani is Kshameshwari, the goddess of forgiveness. She totally understands. That is not. Don't worry a bit. Try to keep a minimum, and then have a normal thing which you want to obtain each day, and which you want to offer, and see if that is too large and you become stressed out by it, then you must lower the quota. It's very, very interesting what Bhaktivinoda Thakur has to say about chanting japa. He said, in the beginning, one should not aim for great numbers. In the beginning, one should just make sure that one chants with attention and with loving affection a very small quantity of rounds. And when one does this, then naturally one will like to, after some time, increase it. Now, if you step a little bit back, see, most of devotees are quickly encouraged to come to the number of 16 rounds, which for those who are working or who are having services that are time-consuming is quite a demand. So what will these devotees do? They will somehow or other, being very tired at times, try to fulfill this number and chant in an absent-minded, tired, confused state of mind. Do you think they will ever develop love for the chanting? No. So I see this is a problem, really, is a root problem in our ISKCON society, that everyone wants to be initiated very quickly so that they have a name and a sense of belonging. Then they try to somehow get the 16 rounds done because that's a prerequisite. And then they may do it up to initiation, and then after initiation they fail. They cannot maintain it any longer and go back. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur's advice is different. In the beginning, chant, he says, very small quantity. I don't know, is it 2 rounds, 3 rounds, 4 rounds? I don't know. And then chant it with absolute concentration and focus. Then you will have a taste. You will love to chant your rounds. And then from there you can increase it. Hare Krishna. So this is, here you can see a principle that in your sadhana, in your bhakti, do something that is easy, that you can do with respect and love for Krishna. And from that, you will develop so much thirst, so much hunger, so much inspiration that a day with 24 hours is not enough for you to chant your rounds because you relish it so much. Hare Krishna. It's a whole different narrative, no? Now, what to do with those who have given vows? I believe we must keep these vows because something starts to break when we don't keep the vows. When you have said, when you have taken the sacred initiation and given your sacred initiation vows, then you somehow have to make it work for you. I don't think after giving a promise, you can take the promise back. Unless you go to your spiritual master. Oh, but then 90% would run to the gurus. Yeah, once you have done something, if I given vows, you should aim to always reach them. And if there are days where you cannot reach them, go to bed with the intention to reach them in the future. Krishna. Other questions? You must be tired, no? Then I think if we have exhausted all the curiosity in the room for now. what should we do? We should first look at the wristwatch, I think. Yes, why not have like 12 minutes kirtan to conclude it? Then it's 8 o'clock. That's relatively early. Is that good? Yeah? Mm. Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare Krishna, why don't you lead this kirtan, Krishna? Or Hari, I can try to accompany Krishna on the. Or would you like to play the danga? Do you like to play the danga? Yeah.
Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare.
Hare
Krishna Hare Hare.
Krishna Hare.
Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Thank you so much. Okay. So, please remember, Prabhupada Ananda Saraswati says, Vrindavan is my highest attainment. Vrindavan should remain for all of us sacred, especially in this month of Kartik. And yeah, let us all become beggars on these dust-covered paths that are sprinkled with the dust from Srimati Radharani's lotus feet. Let us go to her devotees and ask them for advice, and let us make this a prayerful stay where we ask for the kripa, for the mercy. I'm very nervous. I'm usually not so nervous before, you know, when one has done 50 plus years of service, one has seen a lot of the world, one has seen a lot of spiritual societies, including our own, and one is not so easily surprised. But when I come to Vrindavan, I'm always surprised. I become like a small child who is not knowing anything, who is dependent on the care and loving attention of others, and who is more and more really asking for the blessings of Radha and Krishna. So please wish all of us well. I came with four devotees, and I know there are a few other devotees who are known to me here. Please may all of us be blessed. And may all of us spend this time here in the land of miracles. And please remember, the key here is not is more than anything through absorbing your mind in Krishna by reading or doing bhajan or singing songs, but also by serving devotees. Krishna or Radharani consider those who help others to have a comfortable stay in the Dham as their own associates, because Radha and Krishna want so much that everyone feels happy here, or happy is not the word, feels content and so on. So if you help them to make another feel at home here, that's a wonderful service also. I wish you a wonderful night. This is now the end of our little program. Sleep well, come safely home wherever you are, and Hare Krishna, Hari Hari Bo, Krishna Krishna.